What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Mics are on now. And you know it's the truth, babe. You know it.
It's good to hear the ego come out. Wish that would have gone on the air.
Well,
that's that a Ken Carmen classic.
That was an all-timer right
there.
That
person keeps it up, and it will come out on the air. Let you know that right now. Welcome back to the show that's named after Anthony and I. Thank you very much.
Just thinking of that LeBron meme.
Whoa! All right, coming up at 7:20, Adidi Kikabwala, where context matters. Daryl Ryder, 8:21 this morning. Zach Jackson at 9:01 this morning. So we got a full boat for you, so I want to get you guys in. 216-474-0092. Do we think Dylan Gabriel can be a QB for us? Will, and what did you think of the comments? Which, I didn't think the comments were really that incendiary, but, you know, Lima said, maybe you might be a little naive. And I'm like, maybe I am. Will in North Carolina, he's listening on the Free Odyssey app. He's next up on the fan. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
Hey, look, I know everybody keeps saying we got to take his comments in context, and I fully agree. But to take him in context, you got to go all the way back to what Dan Lanning said when they were playing Colorado. Remember, they're playing for clicks. We're playing for wins. What he said is what everybody views, not just Sudor, but the whole Colorado and Sanders family. Nobody takes them serious, and then all of a sudden they do something amazing, and they start realizing, hey, yeah, we need to start taking them a little bit serious. But, man, that was a symptom of how everybody that's against Shador looks at him. They don't take him serious.
Will,
there's
a difference, though, is that I know that he played for Oregon. I know Dan Lanning said that, but he didn't play for Oregon in 2023 when Dan Lanning said that.
Yeah, but that's his – I understand that. But you understand, like, that's his coach. That's his mentor. And you can't tell me them guy, like, he's
well, they weren't
all
on the,
these people
they
in
weren't
his
on
ear.
The schedule. Were they having big conversations about Colorado and Deion Sanders when they weren't on the schedule last year?
You don't think they've talked this year?
I mean, I guess maybe, but I don't know how much of a big conversation could they have. So are you saying Dan Lanning's planting seeds?
I'm just saying, put it all in context. Look where he came, how they viewed their program, people that would be training him, mentoring him, saying, you got this, you got this. Look, you're a real competitor. You know what I'm saying? You look at how people would encourage you, how people would build you up, and what they would say. I just feel like that's what's been pumped into him, and it slipped and came out.
Well, I'll tell you, Will, thank you very much for the call, because you're not going to be the only person to draw that same conclusion today. Now, we have the Dan Lanning clip. This courtesy of ESPN. This pregame 2023 of September 2023, the Oregon-Colorado game, hit it.
You're tough for your helmet, right? Every moment. The Cinderella story is over, man, right? They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins. There's a difference, right? This game ain't going to be played in Hollywood. It's going to be played on the grass.
Now, I don't think that Dan Lanning has any love lost for Colorado. There's a lot of guys who are lifelong coaches who did not like Colorado getting Deion, don't like Deion, don't like the whole thing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That is not lost on me. By the way, they won that game 42-6. So
Bo Nix was the starting quarterback of Oregon.
But I don't think when Dylan Gabriel got drafted on Friday night and then Shador got drafted on Saturday, I don't think Dan Lanning was texting him or talking to him a nasty bunch of stuff about Shador Sanders or anything like that. Now, I might end up being wrong. But if you're a coach, you're not all of a sudden going to start putting things in guys' heads when they're trying to make a football team and trying to be a starting quarterback in this league at some point. At least I'd hope not.
Yeah, and I there's no doubt that there are factions of people that do not respect even though me and you were not part of this faction, we respected the hell out of what Colorado did the last two years.
I enjoyed it.
Because I think we had paid a little more attention to college football than some, and we had recognized what an uphill battle it was for a program like Colorado to go from bottom of the pack in the Power Five to where they ended up, which was, you know, not at the top. I'm not going to make it seem like Colorado was some national championship juggernaut contender, but...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
But to have a Heisman Trophy winner, to have, you know, the fact that like 60 Minutes was on their campus doing a story on them.
Well,
the fact that everybody around the country was at least having waging an opinion one way or another on Colorado. I was impressed. I was. I didn't think they deserved all the criticism. Maybe some of the criticism. I think there were times they didn't handle themselves maybe the way they probably should have. But, you know, part of that was building up their program and their persona and their profile. And I think they did that successfully. So I was blown away by what was accomplished there over the course of 2 years.
Let me get to Robert in Cleveland. You're next up on the fan. Hello, Robert.
Good morning. I'm a first-time caller, and I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I just want to say that you guys bring it straight.
Thank you.
But I want to say I don't think you guys are entertainers. I think you guys are those people that bring what people want to hear, and then let those people make their own decisions. But myself, I look at this situation the same way as the Mannings did when Eli said that he didn't want to play for a certain team, and it wasn't that much of a blow up. But when Deion said it, you know, there was a lot of chaos behind it. And secondly, I just want to say this, and then I'm just hang up and listen to you guys. Mm-hmm. Sanders played with the second and third string players. Gabriel looked so good in the first quarter because he had nine first starters working with him in that first quarter. And every pass was on the money, but it was always to the first stringers. But yet,
you counted nine?
I counted nine.
Oh, how many guys did they start?
Well, I don't know if there were nine starters out there. I saw DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones is a starter. Was Ethan Posick out there? Are you counting Deontay Johnson? Blake Whitehart is not their starting tight end, that's for sure.
As some of the offensive tackles were out there too, just as well.
Jack Conklin, if I'm not mistaken, was out there. So I think you had your book. Was he out there? Robert, thank you very much. I got to look deeper into that. Thank you very much for the call. No, Jack Conklin wasn't out there. So you had one in DeJuan Jones. Everybody else, I think, was a backup. Am I wrong?
Well,
there might have been another one.
And it's kind of funny.
Kane Davis ain't like, no starter.
Well, him throwing to, like, say, Jamari Thrash. I mean, Jamari Thrash might be a starter.
He might be a starter here.
He might be a starter here. I don't know. Plus, Thrash had dropped a couple of balls in camp, well, you know, coming from Dylan Gabriel, and that led to the... That led to the differences in the, you know, horrible completion percentage that we were charting throughout camp. I don't think in this case that's all that relevant, to be honest. I mean, you didn't have Jerry Jeudy. Like, Jerry Jeudy is their
stud. Yeah, Jerry's the number one guy.
Tillman's a starter, right?
Okay. I mean, when you mention these wide receivers, like, that's as bad. Other than Jerry Jeudy, you just go, all right.
But I don't think were any of these guys, if your argument is they were...
Change my opinion, young
they
man.
They were making Dylan Gabriel look so much better than he would be otherwise. I'm like, I didn't see a lot of evidence.
No, God, no.
Of
no,
that.
No.
In fact, I saw, you know, guys not running the right route that led to a pick six. Well, now we could still, and we will, we'll break down, you know, what happened there and how much of a responsibility is on the quarterback. And, you know, Dylan Gabriel certainly made his mistakes, just like Shador made a few mistakes as well. But all the mistakes that those quarterbacks made would dearly cost them in a regular season game. But you know, reality is neither of them will be starting once the regular season begins.
You're starting offensive, other than the weapons, your starting offensive line was DeJuan Jones, Tevin Jenkins, Luke Whipler, Zach Zinter, and I believe Jackson Barton, who was the right tackle for you.
That they just
he's been in camp the whole time. Yeah, he's been in camp the whole time. You've been
sending me, well, whatever.
216-474.
We won't disclose the text that have been sent between them.
No, he's been in camp the whole time. So, it's as far as playing with the starters. And again, I don't know if Caden Davis can make you look that much better, then Caden Davis should hopefully by the end of the year is going to be a hell of a lot bigger name than what he is right now.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.